Hello everyone and welcome back to the Chelsea Overseas Podcast as today we celebrate Canada's gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics. Today we will also recap last week's Gold Cup match against Mexico, and we will also be celebrating once again the Canada gold medal at the Tokyo Olympics from the women's national team. So first off, I say we get the nitty gritty out of the way. Canada versus Mexico. Gold Cup final thoughts. It was a tough loss. I think we deserved the win. We were the better team. There was a questionable penalty call. The first was arguably the right call to make. The second one was a tough call, even though we still saved it. But overall, Mexico, I think, got lucky at the end. And they scored where it counted, obviously, but I think we deserved to win. What were your thoughts on Canada's performance, Adam?
Yeah, well, to that point, I thought we were the better team over the 90 minutes and much better team in that second half. We had Mexico on their heels for...
Oh, yeah.
That whole second half. But... And it's really unfortunate, obviously, that we lost. We conceded so late. We definitely deserved at least extra time.
Yeah.
Right? And it was definitely harsh on us that, you know, we didn't even get...
I mean, they scored after the extra time that was rewarded, right?
Yeah, well, it had to go beyond... I think it was 7 added minutes. It had to go beyond that because there were some stoppages. Either way, we deserved the game to go to 120.
Oh, yes.
We deserved it. And... You know,
it should have gone to extra time.
Yeah. And in the end, whatever. Mexico are Mexico. And even when they don't play well, they can find ways to win. And they did there. And credit to them for that. But what I will say is that this is... What a performance from Canada. But we got to remember, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is Mexico. This is Mexico, a team that looks at CONCACAF as not being... really very competitive for them. They rarely get tested in this region.
Adding on to that, this is almost damn close to prime Mexico. Yeah, everyone was missing players, but they were one of the closest to having their full team. Canada, on the other hand, all of our big names were missing, including our keeper and including Davies and including David.
Yeah, and yeah, definitely Mexico had brought a good squad. Canada's squad was good, but it wasn't... didn't have the Davies, the David, the Lair, and the big superstars. But yeah, no, this is an extremely positive performance, and I'm extremely happy because, again, this is a team, Mexico, that competes for, you know, knockout stages of World Cups, right? They get past the group stage consistently. They go into knockout. They're not concerned about what goes on in CONCACAF. They're concerned about doing well at World Cups.
They are a world-class team.
Yeah, exactly. And they're a team that gives the likes of Brazil and Germany real run for their money when they play them. So we really have no right to compare ourselves with Mexico. So to put in that type of performance without our biggest players... this is something we've never seen in Canadian soccer. This team is...
I think that performance is what gives us the right to compare our teams.
Well, yeah. And it just proves to this whole group of players and to this whole country that we can compete with Mexico. Yes, it's very difficult to beat them, but this isn't like the past. What meant so much to me is the fact that in the past when I'd watch Canada versus Mexico... you'd basically throw in the towel before the game.
That's true.
Right? And with all due respect to those Canadian teams, but it would take like miracles to get anything out of those games. And it'd basically be Canada defending for 90 minutes and just putting long balls up to their striker who would half the time be isolated. So it wasn't competitive at all. This is different. This is a fully different Canadian team.
It is very different.
Yeah, it has genuine quality in every position. It has depth to the point where we miss some of our biggest players and we're still able to almost beat them. And this team is special. This team has a potential to do something really special come September. And that's what they've proven against Mexico. Because if we can perform consistently, like we have in the Gold Cup against Costa Rica, US, Mexico... if we can perform like that without Davies, David, and Laren, what happens when you get those guys back in the squad in September?
Yeah. Definitely.
There is serious potential in this team. And that's why I was really happy with that performance, because it showed this team is serious.
What I especially liked about the game on a more technical aspect of this game wasn't the fact that with Canada's playing, I'm talking about, wasn't the fact that, you know, we compensated for the loss of Davies, David, obviously, and other big names by trying to fit players to match them. I mean, arguably, but I guess where I'm trying to go with this is the fact that what we were doing with the team we were given wasn't trying to fill in those big names, but we were just playing soccer or football the way it should be played. You were using aspects of the game that help you win to win. For instance, pressure heavy on touch. I think that was a big thing that Canada was doing, especially in the midline and in the defense. I saw that a lot. It worked. Using the wings. These are very common things. They're taught in house league soccer, right? Everyone, it's very common to do these tactics. And I think Canada was, I think that was what was getting us so close. You know, I think John Herdman made the right call of using those strategies against Mexico. I think that's what made us be able to compete against them that closely, at least.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, this, I think in that performance, you can see how far this team has come from before John Herdman's time. And even from the beginning of John Herdman's time, because yeah, we were a nation that would struggle to be competitive with Mexico and the U.S., struggled to get anywhere near the top of CONCACAF. We're at a point where we're on the level of Costa Rica, Honduras, Jamaica, and we're knocking on the door of U.S. and Mexico, and we're giving them a run for their money. And come World Cup qualifying, we have the potential.
I think we have a good chance this year.
Yeah, we can be right in the mix. We can do it. To what you were saying is that, as I said, in the past against Mexico, it was defend for your lives and ping long balls forward for 90 minutes.
I guess what I was trying to say, just adding on, we weren't relying on one player too heavily. That's what I was trying to get at. We were relying on our squad and using tactics that helped win the game of soccer collectively as a squad to move forward. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, that shows that this team is just more than David and Davies. It's more than one player. It's more than two players, because what John Herdman has done is, you know, we've seen it throughout 2021 and how he's helped sort out that back three and how he's gotten the wing backs involved. And he's found kind of a consistent formation and shape of the team, while also making it flexible to adapt to whatever the situation is, to change between a back three and a back four in game, to have players who can play different positions, right? He's made this team more flexible and more adaptable to any situation that they're really given. And that's something that, again, we just haven't seen from Canada over the years. And that comes with the depth we have in the squad and the fact that, yes, we have our superstars, but we have players behind him who are pretty good. And this is, as you are saying, is becoming more of a collective squad. And that's something really good. And the fact that we can go...
It's something very good.
Yeah, it's very good, definitely. And the fact that we can go and put Mexico on the back foot for 45 minutes, have them on their heels, be pressing them, as you said, that's it's just unheard of.
It's amazing quality.
Yeah, it's unheard of with Canada. It's something new. It's something we should all be excited for. And it gives us a lot of positives for September.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, I was about to say, does this Gold Cup put the rest of CONCACAF on notice going into the World Cup qualifiers? Because we just showed it's almost achievable to beat Mexico as a Canadian soccer team. So does it raise our expectations as Canadian fans? Should other fans be scared of Canada?
I think it definitely does put the rest of CONCACAF on notice. I think if we beat Costa Rica, so they'll definitely, you know, look at it and say, hold up, you know, we have to keep an eye on this team. But even Jamaica and Honduras, you know, assuming U.S. and Mexico are 1-2 in World Cup qualifying, that leaves the third spot open and potentially four. Costa Rica, Honduras, Panama, El Salvador, Jamaica, those are the teams that are going to be going for third and fourth. They're the teams that I think we'll be looking at and say, If Canada can put consistent performances without Davies, David, and Larin, and they could do it consistently against US, Mexico, Costa Rica, they can get to a Gold Cup semifinal without those players, this is definitely a team we should at least keep an eye on.
Definitely.
So I think it will. And that's why I think the fact that we did it without Davies, David, and Larin, like the fact that we still got to a semifinal, we beat Costa Rica, we gave US and Mexico a real run for their money, it's very impressive. And I think it'll raise a few eyebrows from some other teams.
All of you should be beware, in other words.
Yes.
Canada's a dangerous team. And we got young talent too. Might I say, it's not like we have the oldest guys in the world here. You know, we have some experienced players, definitely, but we got a lot of young talent.
This is the start of an era in Canadian soccer.
Definitely.
And hopefully we can achieve something quickly with this team. But in terms of, does it raise our expectations? To be honest, it doesn't really raise my expectations, because
I think it raises mine tremendously.
Fair enough. I think it depends on how you felt kind of going into 2021. Because I kind of went into 2021 thinking to myself, I've had this kind of feeling since I saw Alphonso Davies for the first time in 2017. I had the feeling that 2022 could be achievable. And along the way, through everything that's happened since 2019, and we've seen the emergence of David behind, you know, after Davies, we've seen the likes of David, we've seen now Tejan Buchanan, we've seen Stefan Eustachio, we've seen Marc-Anthony Kay and Kyle Larin's reassurance.
You know, that got me thinking. When you were just talking about how, when you were first watching Alphonso Davies, you were already excited for the future Canadian team and for him. I was wondering, this is on a completely different note, for Argentina, do you think that's what the Argentinian fans in the age of Maradona, do you think that they were looking at him like, oh yes, we're excited?
Probably. I'm sure when they saw Maradona for the first time, they were like, ooh, this is a chance to win a World Cup. And for us, my reaction is, this is a chance for us to make a World Cup. And that was my reaction when I saw Davies for the first time in 2017. I thought to myself, there's a real player here. And then as time went on, you started to see more. And that's why when Canada beat the US in 2019, yes, it surprised me, because the US are the US and they've been historically much stronger than us in soccer. But with the squad we had, I felt this team was different. And when we won, I didn't think it came out of nowhere. That win didn't come from nowhere. It came from, you know, the emergence of Davies and David and the depth that began to be built in this Canadian squad under John Herdman. And as time has gone on, we've kind of seen it more and more. And going into 2021, I thought, like, this team can make a World Cup. They can. Will they? We don't know. But they can. And I was looking forward to a positive Gold Cup for sure. So I don't know if it raises my expectations, because my kind of thing has always been, I feel like this team can do it. But I think if, for a lot of people, if they were maybe not as convinced with Canada, I think maybe it does, and say, you know, you say, hold on.
I have to admit, I was one of those guys, but yes, you're right.
And hey, I don't blame you. We have Canadian soccer PTSD with all the years of pain. Like,
oh yes.
And trust me, like, it's hard for me to look at it and say, like, we seriously can do this, but we can.
Well, that's what it is, right? I mentioned this in another episode. I feel like a lot of Canadian fans, well, there would be a lot more, and maybe there were a lot more, but you always find during the World Cup or Euros, everyone's displaying different flags, because it's a very diverse nation, for those who don't know, right? And everyone's like showing their pride for a different team, right? And I feel like part of that reason is because no one ever has faith Canada is going to make it. And now this could be the start of that, where you're going to see more Canadian flags in the World Cup season.
Yeah, I really hope, and that's what this team has the potential to do. It has the potential to give a country something that they've never really, well, they experienced in 1986 when they made the World Cup, but haven't experienced something like this in such a long time. Haven't experienced this sort of quality in a Canadian team, right? Where we have genuine superstars playing for like Bayern Munich. It's really special. And I've believed for a few years we can do this. So it doesn't necessarily raise my expectations, because the goal for me for really the last few years has been let's try to make Qatar. But it does make me believe more.
I agree. Wrapping that up, Canada's displayed a wonderful performance against Mexico. It's not like we deserve the loss. But Mexico obviously are the big giants. And in my opinion, luckily they did come out on top. It is what it is. And I think we have a very hopeful World Cup qualifiers to look forward to in September. That said, now on to the women's national team. What a team we are. Olympic gold medalists. Congratulations, Canada, first of all. Congratulations to all of us. How impressive is this achievement for Canada? What does this mean for Canadian soccer?
I think, I was actually looking today at the previous Olympic and World Cups in the 2000s. And
right.
Kind of before John Herdman had taken over the women's national team. And, you know, we had never gone to a semifinal of a World Cup or an Olympics before 2012 when we won bronze at the London Olympics.
So did John Herdman, as soon as the gold was came to a short end for us, did he just fly on over to Tokyo?
I'm sure if he could have, he would have.
Yeah.
But it's this Canadian women's program has come a long way. We've gone from a team that really struggled to be competitive to a team that has some seriously good players playing at a high level, both in Europe and in the U.S. They play on a very high level domestically, and they're able to translate that internationally. And it's just been a rise for the women's national team to those bronze medals in 2012 and 2016. And, you know, to having good teams at the 2015 and 2019 World Cups. And you've had a lot of young players, again, do really good things domestically. And I mean, it's just really the icing on the cake for this group of players after, you know, kind of coming close and not quite being able to get it over the line and now getting it over the line.
It's exactly as CBC Sports said on their YouTube highlights of this game. It's a dream come true.
Yeah, it really is for this team. And it means so much for Canadian soccer, for the development of the women's game in this country, in terms of, you know, getting a lot of young women to want to play for this team and believe that they can win with this team.
Definitely.
And having that mentality that the Canadian women's national team aren't just ones that participate in tournaments. They're a team that looks to win these tournaments. And it's an incredible moment for women's soccer and one of the greatest things that's ever happened to Canadian soccer as a whole.
Exactly. Obviously, with the performances, Canada showed some magnificent grittiness and persistence. And that's exactly what we needed to win the tight knockout games. I think adding on to that, we had, in my opinion, a relatively slower group stage start. We had a relatively slower start to the group stages, but I think we really picked it up. Certain players just, something awoke in them, you know, and we got that movement of the ball, exactly what we needed. You know, we were able to not even survive, but survive to the extra time, like, and penalties twice.
Yeah, no, in knockout games, you need that.
You need that momentum pickup. Yeah.
Yeah, and you need that persistence through difficult moments, to react well when you concede a goal, and to react when you make sure you keep your foot on the gas when you do score a goal. And you know, Canada didn't do this, you know, playing teams totally off the pitch in the most exciting and entertaining attacking
right
football, but you know, as we know, you don't need that to win games. You don't. There's different ways to win games, and sometimes, you know, when you don't give up as many chances, you don't need too many to score. And that's kind of been the thing with Canada. Is
our defense has been very strong.
Yeah, they haven't given teams much, and they've made sure to stay in games no matter what. And when the chances have come, they've made sure that they've taken them. When they've been given the penalties against US and Sweden in the semis and the final, they've taken them. When it's gone to penalties, they've kept that concentration and they've won those mental battles and they've been able to get the job done, right? So it's not the most maybe impressive way of doing it, but does anyone really care? No, because they won the gold medal and that's impressive.
Exactly. I still think it was impressive because it's not like they weren't playing football, the game we all love, you know, or soccer or whatever you want to call it. You know what? After Canada winning, we're going to call it soccer just for the episode. But yeah, I think as you were saying, we got some big names also coming up too. And I want to talk about Christine Sinclair also, you know. Arguably, I think this might be her last tournament. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think this could be the last major tournament for her. The World Cup is in 2023. I don't know if she goes that far. This is the perfect send-off. If she is to retire, this is the perfect send-off.
Yeah, exactly what she wanted all along too.
Yeah. And as I said, it's just been an amazing rise for the women's game where, you know, Christine St. Clair has really been there from the beginning.
Definitely.
And, you know, she was in teams that struggled to get to semifinals of World Cups. Some of them didn't even get past the group stage, right? She was in those teams. She was then in the team that was so close to beating the U.S. in 2012 and got bronze. She was in the team that won bronze 4 years later in Rio, right? She's been in all of these teams. She's been through everything.
She's been the perfect monument of grace, class, and hard work.
Yeah, what a leader. What an athlete.
Yes.
And what a professional. And it's just perfect for her. It's perfect for Canadian soccer fans to see, you know, the Canadian soccer legend in Christine St. Clair, you know, go off with that gold medal. And, you know, whether she retires now or not, she's going to have that gold medal. And that's something really nice for Canadian women's soccer and for her to be able to say that Christine St. Clair was Canada's greatest player of all time. And she won that gold medal.
Definitely. It's something that she definitely deserved. And it's something that makes every single Canadian happy, because you ask anybody on the street in Canada, at least, name one Canadian player. Name one Canadian player, men's or women's. Most of them will often say Christine St. Clair, right? Because everyone knew how strong and talented she was and how hard she kept working. And now I think this is the perfect way, to end it off. I know another big name coming up though, Jessie Fleming. She was huge in the knockouts. There was a bunch of other names as well. Buchanan was strong to getting us where we needed to be. Right. So what about Jessie Fleming? What are your thoughts on her?
Well, what I have to say for Jessie Fleming, first of all, she plays for Chelsea women's team, Jessie Fleming. So,
oh, wow.
That is absolutely amazing. So, and what I will say about Jessie Fleming is that she didn't have the greatest group stages.
Yeah.
And she was one of those kind of attacking midfield players that I think this team needed more from. Well, they got it in the knockout stage.
To make the chances at least, right?
Yeah, they got it in the knockout stage. I thought she was really good in the knockout stage. And hey, Christine St. Clair gives her that penalty in that semifinal against the U.S. And she puts it in the back of the net, right? She
became more reliable after that first knockout stage game.
Yeah, and she gets another penalty in the big final against Sweden. She puts it away. And just overall, her play too was much better. And she was one of Canada's best players, I thought, in the knockout stage. And yeah, a really good player in this tournament for Canada, but going forward for Canada, that we're going to see.
Very promising.
yeah, we're going to see her at the World Cup, I'm sure, in 2 years and going forward. And yeah, really good to see and nice that she plays for Chelsea too. But
of course, you had to throw it in, Adam. And this is the Chelsea Overseas Podcast, after all. So any other names on the Canadian women's team worth mentioning after that tournament, do you think?
I think obviously, you know, happy that Kadisha Buchanan and kind of Ashley Lawrence could get their hands on a gold medal too, because I think they are amongst the top players in women's soccer for sure.
Buchanan, in my opinion, had, I think, the strongest heartfelt, I don't know how to word this, but you could see it was, I don't know, I saw in her sort of what I see in Conte. She, as a leader, as a defender, mentality-wise, I think she was great on the pitch.
Yeah, yeah, and she was, yeah, definitely a leader, and someone who I remember when she, I believe she had won Young Player of the Tournament back at the 2015 World Cup.
Oh, wow, did she?
Yeah, and John Herdman was raving about her and everything. And yeah, I mean, her, again, domestically with PSG, she's been outstanding, but with Canada, to get her hands on a gold medal, it's well-deserved for one of the top center backs in the game. And I mean, that clearance off the line late in the game against Sweden.
Oh, yes. That was very clutch.
Yeah, if it was going to be anyone clearing that ball off the line, it was her. So
it had to be Buchanan. Come on.
That was awesome.
And yeah, Ashley Lawrence had some great games as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's just so, so versatile. I mean, whether you put her in midfield, whether you could play her both sides, left back, right back, like, what a player. And
exactly.
Yeah, and just to see the talent and quality in this team, the fact that some of the best players in women's soccer play for the Canadian women's national team, it's really good. And to get, again, just, you know, with everything the Canadian women's team has been through, you know, and their rise to winning those bronze medals, but not, you know, quite winning the gold, kind of getting close, not getting it over the line, to get this one over the line, to get the gold, it's a really big moment and really happy for Canadian soccer.
For Canadian soccer in general, I'm just very happy. I'm glad that it's growing. With the men's now too, I'm glad that it's just the popularity of the sport, the beautiful game, is growing. It should be.
Yeah, the men's team has come a long way. The women's team has come a long way, and there is serious like excitement around these teams, both on the men's and women's side. And that's really good, because Canadian soccer has come a long way on both sides, and the women have got their gold medal. You know, hopefully now the men can go and achieve the biggest thing that they could possibly do, I feel, which is qualify for a World Cup.
You know, with adding on to what you and I were saying, I think that's what makes me that, like, all of this, what makes me the happiest thinking about it is, I hope this comes as inspiration, as, because you see kids growing up, they're like, I'll be Messi, and then you be Ronaldo, and then you start playing soccer, right?
Yeah.
I hope they start throwing in Canadian names on the pitch.
Yeah. I'll be St. Clair.
You know, young boys and girls. Yeah, I'll be Davies, you be St. Clair, you know? It makes me just happy to think that maybe in the future, with Canadian soccer growing as quickly as it is, and as, you know, with our big names, our, you know, our talent, with it growing as quickly as it is, I hope young boys and girls look to soccer more as a future than, I hope it becomes more of a common sport than, for instance, hockey and whatnot. No hate to the other sports, but I think Canada should be more popular than it is in North America.
Hockey is this country sport. I love hockey. So it's this country sport, but there is room for soccer 1,000,000%. And there is talent on the men's and women's side, and there are teams that this country can get behind and that they should get behind.
Yes. I know I find it very inspiring for the men's and the women's. So well done to both of them, honestly. And the men will definitely be back in the World Cup qualifiers. The women's obviously in the World Cup itself. So, yeah. Overall, this was, I think, two great tournaments for Canada. I'm happy, especially with the Olympic gold medal. But, yeah, anything else you'd like to add, Adam?
No, I think we're good. I agree. Amazing to win that gold medal. And, yeah, we will look forward to September with World Cup qualifiers.
Yep.
And just so everyone knows, coming up in the next few days, we have a Chelsea season preview. We got the Super Cup coming up on Wednesday of this coming week against Villarreal.
Europa League versus Champions League 2021.
Yep. So first game of the season coming soon, a new year, a new season. And so excited. And Chelsea fans, be ready.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and peace.